Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
I don't know how many of you remember the old days of video games when someone either had to give you a quarter or you had to set up the console and make sure the TV was on channel 3 so you could hear this. That sound was the sound of my childhood, probably yours as well. It was 45 years ago today that Pac-Man made its debut in Japan. Let's discuss its influence with Doc Mack, owner of the Galloping Ghost Arcade in Brookfield in the western suburbs. Doc, thank you for joining us today. And chances are, Doc, in a world where Pac-Man was never developed, you would have one less business in Brookfield to worry about today.
Oh, absolutely. Pac-Man really started something big.
Now, there's also a Chicago tie to this as well, because the arcade game was a product of the Bally Midway, which was based in Chicago 4 decades ago.
It was. I've been very fortunate enough to talk to people that worked the line making all those cabinets, and they literally couldn't make them fast enough back then.
Now, I think this is not just an exercise in nostalgia talking about the anniversary of Pac-Man, because it really was, I think, in a very meaningful way, the beginning of a revolution in entertainment. Because if we look at our lives, we sleep for 8 hours, ideally. We work for 8 hours, ideally. And we take care of our families, and we go to and from work, and we make dinner, and we just get ourselves prepared for the day. So at the end, we have maybe two hours or an hour and a half of free time. And until Pac-Man came along, that free time was occupied by the books that you had, maybe records you may have had, or whatever was on TV at that time, or in the movies. But video games, ushered in by Pac-Man, introduced an entirely new category of entertainment.
They really have. It's just ballooned up. It's larger than the music industry now. It's larger than movies. So entertainment-wise, video games are pretty much the biggest earner that there is. It's everybody plays them, all ages, all demographics, and it's kind of the unstoppable force in entertainment.
And Pac-Man also began to demonstrate not only the power of video games as entertainment, but also video game franchises as a multi-platform property. I was at the Minecraft movie over the weekend with my kids, and I would imagine that I would be doing something else last Sunday afternoon if it were not for Pac-Man spawning novelty records like Pac-Man Fever and the Saturday morning cartoon show.
Yeah, it was really one of the first franchises that proved that you could take a character and make him more than just a single game IP. So it just went crazy after that.
And then, as someone who owns an arcade, I mean, hundreds of pieces of arcade equipment, including Pac-Man, probably going back to Pong, and then more advanced arcade equipment. Talk about the arcade business, because, you know, not giving away my age, but when I was a kid, Aladdin's Castle at the Chicago Ridge Mall was the place to be as a video game arcade. Like, that was a place to hang out. And it probably supplanted other places to hang out. So talk about the Pac-Man and the development of the video arcade as a third space for kids.
Well, it's definitely evolved since the dropping quarters and machines, but it is definitely one of the things that has kind of perpetuated was that it's something to do for kids and families. It really brings a lot of families together, especially now showing the parents showing their kids what they used to play and making it for like our arcade where it's a free play door fee. It lets people spend the day together and just try all the games that they played back in the day.
How has Pac-Man evolved as intellectual property? Because, I mean, there's a new Nintendo Switch coming out, and the Super Mario Brothers are front and center as a marquee property for Nintendo, Sonic for Sega. How is, Pac-Man, we all remember Pac-Man, but does Pac-Man still have, are they still coming out with new Pac-Man stuff in this day and age?
Absolutely. They keep evolving Pac-Man, and the original is always so iconic, but doing spin-offs like Ms. Pac-Man and Baby Pac-Man, and he's always been around. So being one of the first, there's so many iterations of him, and everybody kind of comes in at a different time and is introduced to Pac-Man. So, but he's really become iconic, and just there's no era that he hasn't been around for.
Doc Mack, owner of the Galloping Ghost Arcade in Brookfield, thank you for joining us today to talk about the legacy of Pac-Man, celebrating its 45th anniversary today. Coming up next, Chicago's lakefront is ready for another summer of activity and fun.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.